This audio version of Hyperchange is brought to you by Four Organic Lip Balm, started by a Hyperchange subscriber. This is my favorite lip balm product. There's only four organic ingredients: jojoba oil, peppermint, beeswax, and coconut. It's getting cold. You're going to need chapstick. So head to fourorganicsnyc.com and use the code Hyperchange for 10% off the most artisanal and best lip balm out there. What up, Hyperchange? Welcome to another episode. Today, we're doing a full breakdown and analysis of Tesla's newest product, the Cybertruck. I just got back from Los Angeles, did a test drive, saw it in person, was at the event, have been processing and researching this for the past 5 days. Wow, nobody was expecting this. Tesla has come through, broken the internet, generated a couple hundred thousand pre-orders, a multi-billion dollar backlog with zero advertising. I mean, this has been one of the most fascinating product launches in automotive, if not tech or just the world in general, of just how much this has taken over the cultural zeitgeist. And I think the biggest misunderstanding of this, or what has been overlooked, is that the Tesla pickup truck objectively is on its way to becoming a massive success, sort of game-changing for the entire truck and automotive market, potentially generating tens of billions of revenue per year for Tesla. I think if in a best-case scenario, the pickup truck, remember, pickup trucks are the best-selling vehicle in the U.S. alone. Ford sells a million F-150s per year. If the Cybertruck gets to that level, this car could be generating billions of dollars in incremental earnings for Tesla, potentially justifying its entire market capitalization today with this single product. That's right. I think this single Cybertruck could be worth between $60 to $150 billion alone if it is extremely successful. And that is what I want to break down in this video, because I think as cool as it is and as crazy as it is, the financial impacts are just as exciting. And it's so hilarious to me for the financial media when this, after this happened, to label us as a flop, as a disaster, as Elon Musk boosts the glass broke, whatever, who cares? Every car company in the world dreams of having a product launch where they spend zero money on marketing. Every single YouTuber ordered one. Casey Neistat's tweeting about it. MKBHD puts out a video for free. I mean, the amount of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of free advertising exposure that Tesla got is worth 100 Super Bowl commercials combined, and they didn't pay a dime for it, and they generated a multi-billion dollar backlog for their next product. If that is not an incredible success, then I don't know what is. Let's talk about the product unveiling. Compared to the Model Y event, Elon Musk and Tesla went all out. There was all this Cybertruck theme stuff going on there. They even had a Tesla coil making so much loud noise with this crazy static. And they had all these like sort of Blade Runner-esque hover cars chilling around everywhere. I mean, it was such a cool vibe. I kind of dressed up. I even had glitter on my face because why the hell not? It's Cybertruck event. So we go in. The event starts pretty much on time, which is very impressive for Elon style. Crazy lasers everywhere. I'm gonna be showing some footage on this of my Snap spectacles right now. So shout out to Snapchat. I got a bunch more spectacles footage that I'll be posting in the next couple days, but some of this is from my spectacles. The ambiance here was incredible and hard to describe. But first thing that happens is the presentation starts with this hologram. Basically so futuristic and sci-fi, kind of like anime style, talking about the future of trucks or whatever, and introduces like her creator, which is Elon Musk. I love just the whole sci-fi nature of the intro.
I now present to you my creator.
Elon Musk comes out kind of on one in this kind of cyberpunk fit, pulled up the truck right away. Usually there's a huge buildup for these events. There was no buildup this time. And they start talking about the truck. Of course, they break the glass on one of the tests. So the first time I saw this thing, I probably thought what all you were thinking, what the hell is that? This is hideous. And so I like it was so boxy. I was like, what is Tesla doing? What did they just come out with? Like, I guess for 10 seconds at first, I was freaking out, like yelling at Rob and Matt, my friends, like, oh my God, I'm so stoked we're invested in this company. This is like so wild. And then I was like, what is this? Is this a total flop? And I thought it was super ugly and I was extremely rattled. And then as I was in line for a test drive and I saw these cars, it just kept pulling up right in front of me. Literally, I was in line to go keep giving people test rides. So I had to literally saw it probably 30 times roll by me. And I have to say, in person, every single time it rolled by me, I'm gonna play the footage now. I'm sure it'll be growing on you. It looks so badass. If you see this thing on the streets, in the real world, you are gonna think that aliens have just invaded and are taking over. And like, that's literally what it looks like. It's so out of this world and it's so just badass is the only way to describe it. My favorite part of the design has got to be the rims. The rims are just, they literally look like this thing is built for Mars. I actually think it might be kind of built for Mars, but that's a whole nother story. But just the ruggedness, the badassness, It totally grew on me. Diving deeper into the truck, they didn't design it like this just to look cool. They actually designed it like this because of materials, manufacturing innovation that make this extremely practical and will lead to a ton of sales for the vehicle. So let's talk about what this thing is and why it's so different. Let's start with the exoskeleton. So the Cybertruck is a totally rethinking how a vehicle is designed. Instead of having this chassis in the middle that is sort of the structural frame of the vehicle, and then you have all these stamped, you know, aluminum or metal parts that are spot welded on the outside, you don't really have much strength in the skin of that vehicle. It's on the inside. Tesla's rethought that and put the strength on the outside of the vehicle, sort of like a bug, with an exoskeleton. And that is what you're seeing, that's extremely boxy, rugged design. So they say the Cybertruck is built with an exterior shell made for ultimate durability and passenger protection. Starting with a nearly impenetrable exoskeleton, every component is designed for superior strength and endurance, from ultra-hard 30x rolled cold stainless steel structural skin to Tesla armor glass. This exoskeleton is built out of a stainless steel alloy that Tesla developed in partnership with SpaceX, it sounds like. This is the same metal that is going on a rocket to Mars. And so that is the frame and what makes the truck so durable. This ultra hard 30x cold rolled stainless steel. If there was something better, we'd use it. Helps eliminate dents, damage, and long-term corrosion with a smooth monochrome exoskeleton that puts the shell of the outside of the car and provides you and your passengers maximum protection. Elon Musk goes on to clarify that the reason the Cybertruck is so planar is that you can't stamp ultra-hard 30x steel because it breaks the stamping press. He also goes on to say, haha, true, new manufacturing methods are certainly needed, but that I'm confident it will actually cost less because of its simplicity and lower part count. So why did Tesla pick this stainless steel alloy? First of all, it's incredibly hard, it's incredibly durable, you want a badass tough truck, this is gonna do it. But it's actually much simpler design in the long run and could potentially be cheaper, not only being more functional. Why is that? The stainless steel, of course, it's a better material, but it's so simple. So like Elon says, it would literally break the stamping press. I've been to Fremont, it's this huge machine that goes like this, stamps these sheets of aluminum into the side panels for the vehicle, but literally this stainless steel is so hard, it would break that press. I mean, it's pretty hard to imagine that, but that's what it would be. So they have to come up with new manufacturing methods, and it's much harder to curve this extremely rigid and tough material, so they can only just bend it in these tiny right angles, and that's why it looks so boxy, such a radical departure from everything we've seen Tesla do design-wise, is back to this materials and production innovation. Here you have it, the exoskeleton. Not only does it look crazy and cool and futuristic, but it's actually genuinely practical from a consumer standpoint in terms of ruggedness and from a manufacturing standpoint in terms of simplicity and cost. So now let's take a look at the back of the truck. Of course, it's a pickup. It has huge storage in the bed. As you can see there, it looks like we got some power outlets. This is gonna be a game changer for, I think, work sites, because think about it, you don't have to have this really costly and frankly, extremely pollutive diesel generator. Like pickup trucks literally drive, not only are they burning fossil fuels to drive, but they drive a generator that then they have to put more fossil fuels in to plug in all of their tools, which is super loud, it's super smelly. That is so archaic and barbaric, frankly. So the way the pickup truck, the Cybertruck works, it's literally a moving power bank, and you can plug in your power tools from it and run it cleanly, more simply, more cheaply. This is not only better for the environment and not only way easier for the pickup truck owner, but it's just economically makes way more sense as well. And you can actually close the bed, and you might say, oh, that looks like a solar panel. That's because it is. This is probably my most favorite feature of the truck. It's so badass. They actually are adding a solar panel to the back that will recharge the battery. And if you remember for Tesla, I've been following this for so long, Tesla's always said solar panel technology should not be on a vehicle. It's too heavy. It's too complex from a manufacturing standpoint. It doesn't add enough range to make it worth it. Well, this is how far we've come with the technology. Tesla's improved the cost of its batteries so much that they can make an extremely compelling, long-range, hugely heavy electric truck. Now the weight of the solar panel doesn't matter as much. At the same time, the solar panel tech has gotten better. What does this add up to? We can actually have a solar panel on the back. Elon Musk then clarifies that this option to add solar power can generate 15 miles per day, possibly more. Would love this to be self-powered. Adding fold out solar wings would generate 30 to 40 miles per day. Average miles per day driving in the US is 30 miles. So literally, you could be getting 15 miles a day just from the back, and then they're gonna have this foldable solar wing setup that's gonna pop out. I think I saw a couple pictures of the internet, so I'm gonna try and post those, that will add even more range, 30 to 40 miles per day. I mean, you could literally never even charge this thing. It would directly run on sunlight. It's its own energy generation and storage and consumption platform all in one. That is why this product is so exciting from Tesla on so many different levels. Bunch of other quirky stuff. This is on the website, some crazy Cybertruck trailer. I don't know too much about this, not many details, but I wanna throw it in there because it looks so badass. Then we have the ATV. which came out on stage. I have an amazing video, a bunch of ATV footage if you want to check that out. I mean, who the hell knows what this thing is going to be. They said it's just an add-on for the pickup truck for now, but so quirky and cool to see this. Nobody was expecting an all-electric two-person ATV from Tesla, but we got one. It looks like it's straight out of like Batman would be driving it. So badass. So I thought that was awesome. Another, there's so many little quirks about the Cybertruck like this that I'm trying to go through them all, because just the character and the spunk and of this product and the uniqueness and the care they put into all these little features that make it so unique and different but good at what it's supposed to be are fascinating, and I love them. So another example here, the interior, as you can see, that crazy steering wheel. They have a pop-out 17-inch touchscreen. Now we're all wondering about the Model S and X. Are they going to get the new touchscreen? I think Tesla kind of let the cat out of the bag of their new touchscreen UI for basically all their vehicles. It's not a 15-inch like the Model 3. It's a 17-inch, a little bit bigger, but it still pops out and it's still horizontal. So I would expect the Model S and X to get that pickup truck touchscreen eventually. The seats look a little bit different, a little bit boxier, a little bit more sci-fi. I think that's pretty dope and very on brand with the pickup. They really have, you know, the design language is very different from what Tesla's used to, but within the pickup sort of bubble, the cyber bubble, it's all, the design language is very angular, sort of futuristic, simple, sleek, minimal, kind of boxy design language, but it's so consistent throughout the Cybertruck. I love that. That third seat in the middle is actually a seat. It was folded down when I did the test drive, but that actually can fold up and have a seat. So that when they brought the pickup truck on stage, six people got out of it. It had room for six adults in there, and it's pretty huge and roomy. The leg room was out of control. And you might be like, whoa, six people and it has a huge thing in the back? Like, yeah, this truck is huge. There have been some comparisons to other Tesla vehicles. I mean, you can see just the size and presence of this thing is massive. And the great thing is that makes the interior super roomy. So let's nerd out on the specs real quick. They're releasing three different types of the pickup truck version. Single motor rear-wheel drive, dual motor all-wheel drive, and tri-motor all-wheel drive. The first two cheaper versions will be going on sale in late 2021. Single motor rear-wheel drive truck is going to be 250 miles of range, 7,500 plus pounds of towing capacity, 6.50 to 60 time. Dual motor, we're looking at 300 miles, 10,000 pounds, 4.5. The tri-motor design, this is what I would get. 500 mile plus, 14,000 pounds of towing capacity, 2.9 seconds. I mean, the 500 mile range would be by far the industry's best for any electric vehicle, let alone electric truck. 4,000 pounds of towing capacity looks to be among the highest in the entire industry, according to my research. Additionally, that 2.9 second 0 to 60 time is by far the fastest of any pickup truck. And they also had this thing of the Tesla pulling the Ford uphill, which has been a bunch of speculation saying Tesla gamed it somehow, or it's not actually physics, or I don't know how that works over my head. But I do know that Ford was trying to challenge Tesla into a tow-off with their Ford F-150 and the Tesla Cybertruck, and then they had to backtrack because they didn't want to do it. So I think that's a pretty good clue of who would win that. And so the pickup truck, at a high level here, we have this product that Elon Musk said wants to be more functional than a Ford F-150 that sells a million units a year, but faster than a base Porsche 911. And they have delivered on that product. I mean, this is why, you know, as much as cool as this is, as crazy as the specs are, what's really going on here is this is a testament to Tesla's battery and drivetrain technology. The fact that they can put out a vehicle, an electric vehicle, that is outperforming its gas competitors' trucks, but also faster than its, you know, gas competitor's sports car. This is why the electric drivetrain and battery system, the skateboard, is just a better technology. Tesla's pièce de résistance, in many ways, a battery technology, to say that biggest, like, the tough engine thing, the truck that thinks, you know, EVs are golf carts for sissies, they can't really build a truck. Well, Tesla's like, look at what our battery tech can do in 2021. We're going to crush that. The rate of improvement of Tesla's technology, the cost is rapidly improving. And at the same time, you know, the internal combustion engine vehicle is stagnating. So let's talk about the demand for this thing, because, you know, whether you like it or hate it, I think polarizing products are great products. Tesla developed this from a place of pure passion. And I think that is why they were able to go 0 to 1. There's no other car company, major auto, US or foreign auto company, that has an owner, operator, founder. Like, when Tesla gets compared to Apple and to Steve Jobs, that's because you really have someone who's designing the products that they love, that they want to use with passion, that is willing to take bold risks and show people the future. You don't know what the future looks like until someone shows it to you. That's what Tesla had. That's why analysts are having such a hard time wrapping their mind around this vehicle. You know, is it a truck? Truck buyers aren't going to like it. It's electric. It looks so ugly. You know, the glass broke on the demo. Well, look at what's happening. They've generated 250,000 pre-orders in just a long weekend without any marketing. That's a $10 billion plus backlog. That seems to me like demand for this car is pretty good. And take a look at the internet. Nobody can stop talking about this. Every single Uber I'm in and I mention Tesla, they're immediately talking about the Cybertruck. Every single person on Twitter is getting out their opinion about this truck. Every YouTuber I know, whether they even do Tesla videos or just tech videos or just videos in general, is trying to make videos about the Cybertruck. The amount of exposure and free press is unbelievable. The real value here, I mean, we'll get to the financials in a second, but the brand here, the culture, Tesla has ascended to a new level in the cultural zeitgeist. Don't just believe me. Look at the Google Trends data. I mean, the Cybertruck, for once, nobody's talking about Elon's blunt smoking 420 tweet, you know, Tesla losing money, cash flow problems, which were wrong anyway, but they're talking about how crazy the Cybertruck was, how Tesla's showing us the future. I've had four friends text me who would never buy pickup trucks, who are kind of Tesla haters, and are like, yo, I think I'm crazy, but I love the pickup truck and I ordered one. And I'm like, this is mind-boggling. So I think the first segment of demand that you have for this product is millennials, the, you know, tech-heavy people, the people who just like the future, who like electric cars, who want something new and exciting, the YouTubers. I think this is the tech community is loving this product. The internet loves it, and that's going to be enough to drive a significant amount of demand. In terms of truck from utility perspective of a pickup truck, I want to read this comment that was actually on my buddy Sean Mitchell's video. You guys, someone tweeted to me this comment, and it just summed up why for a fleet of commercial trucks, this is going to be a game-changing product. Not like you're buying it because it's cool, but like you're buying it for your construction site because it's actually more economical and more practical for your workers than a Ford F-150. Like these people don't care what the truck looks like. They're just buying it because it's better for what they need it. Hear me out. This guy comments, shout out to Griffwand, whoever he is. I have a fleet of commercial vehicles. Maintenance is a huge expense. The Cybertruck will have minimal brake servicing, no oil changes, engine, transmission, exhaust, fuel system costs, won't rust, won't dent from every six-year-old opening the door of the car parked beside it, won't need any painting, windshields won't need replacement with every rock chip, insurance claims and therefore premiums get lower. With the promised million-mile battery and similar durable motors, the vehicle could be used for 20 to 30 years, so depreciation goes way down. This means fewer vehicles need to be made in the future to replace the fleet. Another big win for the pocketbook and the environment. Employees who are biased against triangles will just have to suffer. This is an absolutely genius product, and any business operating commercial vehicles will recognize that. He follows this up by saying, oh, and I can't get rid of my generator. Oh, and I can get rid of my generators and compressors and their associated fuel and maintenance and lockboxes, loading ramps, carries more crew, and that there's all the tech, little things like fewer accidents. It's a good thing the damn thing looks futuristic because we're going to see them on the roads for a long time. So there you have it, folks. That just sums up way better than I could have the case for commercial vehicle. You know, electric vehicles, way simpler, way less parts, way cheaper to fuel up. You know, as much as the price was a game changer, Tesla said they were going to bring this out for 50 Gs, a compelling truck. They launched the first base version for 40 grand. And that doesn't take into account fuel savings. Think about how much fossil fuels you have to use when you're burning a pickup truck or filling up a pickup truck. You have to fill up gallons and gallons of gas. It's way less efficient. That means those savings by charging it with the electric infrastructure are accentuated. And so the total cost of ownership, you know, people are talking about how the Model 3 is actually like a Camry when you factor in fuel and maintenance savings, that huge, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 worth of lifetime ownership there. Let's translate an even bigger margin there for the truck because of how much fuel consumption there is. And if you really want this for commercial purposes, for something durable, this is just going to last way longer. That's why that stainless steel, hard rolled, cold steel exoskeleton is so awesome. So my point here is it's not just cool, it's extremely practical, and it's going to get sales from both those markets. But let's talk about, you know, how do we think about the potential for this car, for the sales? Let's look at the pickup truck market. So I've said this a million times, but it's worth sinking in. The Ford F-150 sells a million units per year in the US alone. If Tesla's Cybertruck sells a million trucks at a $50,000 ASP, we're looking at $50 billion in revenue. That would be more than double Tesla did in all of this year combined. Tesla literally could double the revenue in their entire company, every single product they have, just from the Cybertruck if it's as good as the F-150. You talk about margins on that. The Ford F-150 makes all of the profit for Ford. My guess is on a $50 billion car, you get $5 billion worth of earnings, 10% flow through EBIT margin. You're looking at a $5 billion in earnings if they can sell a million Cybertrucks per year. This is just a rough back of the napkin estimate, but that's why I'm saying this could justify the entire market capitalization of Tesla today. I think, you know, a $5 billion earnings stream from a Cybertruck is worth at least $100 billion. That's a 5% free cash flow yield or earnings yield, 20 PE ratio. I think that makes perfect sense. That's a $100 billion market cap just on this product alone. So anyway, that's a point of me saying and trying to get excited that if this gets as good as the best pickup truck, this will be a game changer. What has Tesla done in every single category they've entered? Model S, Model 3, they outsell all of the competition. So if that continued, we would see over a million sales of the Cybertruck. And it's not just the Ford F-150. That's what's crazy. There's so many people buy pickups. There's, you know, just in the first 9 months of this year, there's five pickup truck models that have seen sales of over 160,000 units in the US alone. So I think, you know, if you think, you know, selling a million units per year is crazy. I think selling a couple hundred thousand units per year is a very normal, you know, kind of rational sweet spot for this to be in. And that could be, you know, 5 to 10 billion in revenue, which is still huge and moving the needle for Tesla. So anyway, saying all that, I'm just going to roll into some financial estimates that I had because I wanted to throw some numbers down. I'm projecting deliveries start in late 2021, 15,000 units, up to 100,000 units, up to 250,000 units, and 350,000 units at like steady state demand in 2024, let's call it. That would translate into a steady state revenue of $17.5 billion in 2024, assuming 350,000 units per year. So anyway, this is just quick back on napkin math to show you that this could be a serious needle-moving product for Tesla. So I know you're thinking they've had 250,000 reservations now, $100 deposit, it's fully refundable. How many of those are going to convert? Probably not that high of a percentage, 30 to 50%. But who knows? There's so many guesstimating, so much guessing here about what end demand will look like that I just wanted to put some numbers down. But the truth is, nobody knows, and we're not going to figure it out. But what we do know is a ton of people are excited about it. Where they're going to build this thing, I think this is a no-brainer. They're going to build it in the Nevada Gigafactory. They've said they want to do vehicle production there in the future. Fremont, their California factory, is totally maxed out. They're already building the batteries in Nevada. I think it makes sense. They're going to build this car in Nevada, at least for the North American US market to start. Next question, is there new battery technology in this car? Okay, so at first I was like, I'm sure there's new battery tech in this car. Now I'm like, maybe it's the same cells, but they just are formulated to last a little bit longer. And because the truck's so big, they can just double stack batteries on there for that 500 mile range. But let's take all that aside. What do we know today? Tesla has a Model S available for $80,000 that goes 373 miles of range. What do we know about the Cybertruck? In 2022, they're gonna have a $70,000 model that goes 500 miles of range. That means there is in 3 years, or in actually like, yeah, maybe 2.5 years only, Tesla's gonna is making 10 or 11% annualized rate of improvements in range, if you just assume the range, but they've also brought the cost down by $10,000. Whether this is a new battery, whether it's because it's cheaper and simpler to manufacture the truck with this cold hard-pressed steel, that's up to you. But my point is, we're gonna see Tesla have a 500 mile plus range EV on the market in 2022 if they deliver on this car. That to me says the battery technology is advancing. And if they're squeezing more batteries there, it's not new technology. What is new about the batteries is the way they build them. They're getting so much better at building cheap batteries in a huge scale. That is what has allowed them to do this. And so the other thing is the Jeff Dahn paper, the million mile battery that Tesla's contracted researcher put out. I think that's huge for the truck. If you want to talk about durability, you want to talk about something that lasts forever for commercial use cases, you're going to want that million mile battery in this truck. And the million mile battery, per my understanding, is not in the Model 3 or Y, and so, or the SRX, and so it would be a new battery. I'm gonna put out a new episode about all of my battery theories for Tesla, but my point is the semi truck either has a bunch more of the same cells stacked together, but I also think it's kind of similar cells but slightly different that can maybe charge faster, that are gonna last way longer. And just at a high level here, Tesla's gonna have a 500 mile range EV on the market in 3 years. Whether that's because the batteries are better, because the design is better, because it's cheaper to build, because they figured out how to make it lighter, because it's all in the powertrain, I don't know. But the point is, the technology is getting way, way better at an extremely fast rate, and the pickup truck exemplifies that. And so I think from a technology perspective, what this is extremely exciting. So wrapping this all up, Tesla has unveiled their Cybertruck. They have gone 0 to 1. They have sort of blown the minds of the entire world here. And I love it at the end of the day. I'm so happy with this. I love bold progress and innovation. I think Tesla showed us the future. Look at a truck. Look, you tell me what the future looks like. Every single truck that I drive past now, I think looks so lame and boring. The Rivian went from cool to just lame as shit in that quickly. So I think this truck is gonna grow on people more and more. I think it's gonna become culturally just an icon. I think every single rapper is going to get one and put it in their music videos. This is going to take, I keep saying the cultural zeitgeist, but I cannot stress hard enough how Tesla's ascendance through the cultural zeitgeist has hit new heights with this product launch. They have captured the minds of America in a huge way. Everybody's talking about this. The internet loves Elon Musk. The internet loves Tesla. Yes, you thought it was ugly. Yes, you thought it wasn't going to sell, but yes, they've gotten 250,000 plus pre-orders. Yes, it's going to take countless millions of gallons of fossil fuels off the road from other trucks. Yes, this is going to make Tesla billions of dollars. Yes, Wall Street is not going to get it. Yes, this is also going to be just as practical for utility as it is going to be looking cool. I mean, this product delivers on so many different levels from so many outside the box ways. It's going to charge itself with solar panels. I mean, the amount of innovation that went into this is frankly unbelievable. I was so impressed with the technology on display, with the consumer reaction to this this product that I purchased a bunch of Tesla stock yesterday at like $329 per share because I just think Wall Street doesn't get it. The fact the stock is down from this product launch is just that it's perfect exemplifying the dichotomy of the two worlds we live in. I mean, the reality of Tesla is they're building a movement with millions of people who are extremely passionate about the future. That is the biggest thing I took away from this event. Tesla is the only thing in the world right now that is bringing so many people together to think positively about technology and the future and having a conversation about that, but making it exciting and fun and building community. No, like, it made me so inspired and happy to see that. And I think that's a game-changing why behind the company that people do not get. The why behind Tesla. Every time you buy a product for Tesla, you are subsidizing renewable energy and electric vehicle technology. The same goes for this pickup. Yeah, it looks badass, but you're also really helping the world when you buy this product. Like, the why behind Tesla, the boldness of just not giving a shit about what people think and going 0 to 1 is what's going to win. And nobody gets that. And the market doesn't seem to care or think that way. And I feel so, so strongly. I've never been more confident in the company. The cash position is stronger than ever. Their technology roadmap is absurd. Their hype that they're generating for free without a single dollar in advertising. That wraps up my Cybertruck analysis recap. I'm extremely excited about this. If I had to pin down one number of steady state demand on an annual level for the Cybertruck, I'm going to put at 350,000 units, about 17 or 18 billion in revenue per year. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that's way too low, but I'd love to know what you think in the comments below. Everything about the Cybertruck, I'm still sort of processing it. I'm going to put out a moonshot shortly after this about two potential use cases for two potential end demand markets for the Cybertruck that I think nobody is talking about that could be just as big as the pickup truck market that make me even more excited. So stay tuned for that as well. See you guys next time. A huge shout out to the Patreon supporters, producers, fun in the channel. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.